T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. The investigation continues into last night's shooting death of a 9-year-old boy on the city's near north side. The latest from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
The boy was outside playing when a man or a teenager walked up and started shooting into a small group, hitting the boy multiple times. Brian McDermott is the chief of operations with the CPD.
Anytime a child is a victim of senseless gun violence in the city of Chicago, that it greatly saddens and affects us all.
The only description McDermott had was that the shooter was a black male. The boy is identified as Janari Andre Ricks. He was pronounced dead at Lurie Children's Hospital at 7 p.m., about 30 minutes after he was shot. Detectives have been seeking surveillance video from surrounding homes and businesses, and they're asking that anyone who saw anything to call or leave information anonymously at cpdtip.com. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.